Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
These accusations are as serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations and these emails.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Burisma, Burisma, Burisma. Told you so. Way back in April of 2019, when this story broke about this rotten egg known as Hunter Biden and his dealings with Ukraine when his dad was in charge. Twitter can't silence me, Mr. Dorsey. The Biden family has enriched itself off the name of Joseph Robinette Biden. His son, his brother, the whole family. Ask yourself how somebody who spent 47 years in public service is as rich as Joe Biden. Name anybody you know who got a third-rate law degree and is making $84,000 a month for a foreign company and doesn't even speak the language. This thing has stunk to high heaven since these allegations came out, and the Democrats in this country have run interference. Excuse me. Not just the Democrats. The deep state has run interference on this one. Chanel Rion of One America News, Rudy Giuliani, they did their part. They went over and did interviews with these people. It got ignored. The evidence is there for everybody to see, but just like the name Tara Reid, Burisma has become the word the mainstream media shall not mention. Come to think of it, Joe Biden's looking a lot more like Voldemort these days, don't you think? Just to put this in perspective for those of you who weren't paying attention during the most important election cycle in our history, let me make it clear what happened here. Best case scenario, this was a huge conflict of interest that should have been shut down by the Obama administration, which was aware of it, as we now know. Worst case, it was a pay-for-play scheme in which the vice president's family was paid off in return for his actions.
You have a situation where Burisma, a corrupt energy company, is paying the son of the vice president up to $83,000 per month for no discernible reason, because he doesn't have any experience in the energy industry. He has a proven drug problem. The only possible reason that is plausible is that he was being paid for his access to his father. And so what we see is a cash for influence scandal involving the Biden family. And Joe Biden has never satisfactorily answered this.
And never will. Listen, folks, let me put this in perspective. I served two terms as a local city council member. I think I received $5,000 a year in my final 2 years. And in return for that tiny sum of cash, I had to list on a piece of paper any known conflicts in which a family member of mine might have received compensation from any vendor or anybody who worked for city government. It was a conflict of interest form, and violating it was grounds for removal because it's a violation of the law. The vice president of the United States should at least have to meet that low standard of a local city council member. Instead, we now have emails on this laptop showing that despite his claims that he knew nothing of his son's business interests, he actually had meetings with high-ranking Burisma officials who said in an email they were interested in using Hunter's influence with his dad. That was 2014. At the time, the vice president's son was a hooker-chasing crack addict, jetting around the globe on Air Force Two, making deals that would embarrass a pimp. You know how he referred to his dad? As my guy. That's how he referred to him in these emails. This was rotten from the get-go, and you need to familiarize yourself with the name Hunter Biden and Burisma.
Get more at 971talk.com.